This is SDPB News. Good evening. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. Officials with the State Department of Labor will help more than 400 people set to be laid off by the molded fiberglass plant in Aberdeen. Company officials have announced they will close the facility in February. MFG makes wind turbine blades for General Electric. Dan Tielsen is the manager at the Department of Labor's Job Service Center in Aberdeen. He says department staff will work with those affected to help them find employment.
We're also going to be doing job search assistance workshops on site at Molded Fiberglass. And those workshops that we do them in our normal offices here, but we're going to go right to them to do them out their plant for them. And that is to get them ready, you know, like, how do I identify the skills I need to have to put on an application or to sell myself with? How do I find the hidden job market? How do I network? All those different things in the job search items. How do I do a proper resume? How do I do an application? What's the pitfalls and advantages of using social media to look for employment?
Tielsen says MFG plans to host a job fair in mid to late January. He says the goal is to keep as many workers in the Aberdeen area as possible. The State Board of Regents approves a $26 million renovation project for the University of South Dakota's Dakota Dome. If the state legislature approves the plan, the nearly 40-year-old facility will get new locker rooms for football and more restrooms and food stations in the concourse. USD Athletic Director David Herbster says fans will notice several improvements almost immediately.
I think what you'll notice immediately will certainly be the lack of noise coming from the lights. You'll notice a much clearer sound system. I think initially on this first phase, you will also notice a different seating configuration on that west side. This phase one just basically will take care of everything from that concourse level down to the floor level, the field level, if you will.
Herbster says construction could begin in 2019. A wind advisory for portions of Pennington and Meade counties has been allowed to expire. You're with SDPB.